Madam Chair, Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for this opportunity. And with our thoughts for the people of Indonesia and all refugees, I'm pleased to deliver this statement on behalf of Michelle Sidibe, Executive Director of the Joint United Nations Programme on HIV and AIDS, UNAIDS. UNHCR is a critical co-sponsor and the lead conveying agency, along with our co-sponsor World Food Programme, for HIV in humanitarian situations in the UNAIDS Joint Programme. As illustrated in the 2017 UNHCR Public Health Annual Global Overview, UNHCR has, thanks to the UNAIDS Joint Programme funding, supported 16 UNHCR country operations to address gaps in HIV, reproductive health, and gender-based violence programming. And these include ART treatment provision in Malaysia, HIV prevention programs in Pakistan, and in Rwanda, over 17,000 refugees received HIV counseling and testing. Since becoming a co-sponsor in 2004, UNHCR has made commendable strides to integrate HIV into its broader health and protection mandate. We are particularly pleased to commend UNHCR for its chairing of the UNAIDS Committee of the Co-Sponsoring Organizations, or CCO, throughout a dynamic year in 2018. Critical achievements have thus been made, and this includes the integrated approach for a more effective and coherent UN support to member states' response to HIV and AIDS, and a reinforced policy on the prevention of and response to harassment in the workplace. Through the integrated approach, the joint program has shifted its operating model focus to the country level, and the funding for the joint program support is now provided through joint country envelopes under the lead of the UN Resident Coordinator. As the CCO chair, UNHCR also oversaw the finalization of the renewed UNAIDS Division of Labor, which further improves the delineation of responsibilities of the co-sponsors to better match the constantly changing global environment. We are grateful to the High Commissioner, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for his continued commitment to addressing AIDS as a core responsibility within UNHCR's operations. Under the UNHCR chair, the UNAIDS Joint Programme is making great strides to support member states' progress towards the common goal of ending AIDS as a public health threat by 2030 as part of the SDGs. But this progress is incomplete, fragile, and potentially reversible. While fewer than 1 million people died from AIDS-related illnesses in 2017, and more than 21 million people living with HIV are now on treatment, and with many countries in Eastern and Southern Africa and Western Europe achieving the 90-90-90 treatment targets, other regions are seeing much slower progress, or even reversal in the gains made. Latest numbers from the UNAIDS Miles to Go report show that we have a real HIV prevention crisis. Infection rates remain stubbornly high. Around 1.8 million people became newly infected with HIV in 2017, and around 50 countries experienced a rise in new HIV infections. The report also reveals the alarming challenges faced by refugees and other displaced populations, as well as mobile populations. For instance, migrants in Europe with HIV tuberculosis co-infection were especially prone to treatment failure, drug-resistant tuberculosis, and premature death. Against the global financial constraint, we continue making efforts for savings and cost efficiencies. And we know that the current joint program funding of $180 million against a budget of $242 million is jeopardizing progress. We also want to acknowledge the co-sponsoring organization's own efforts to mitigate the effects of a 50% funding reduction from the core UNAIDS budget, but this is endangering global progress. Therefore, we need member states to do more to support UNHCR AIDS-related work. Madam Chair, UNAIDS is proud to continue being a unique United Nations instrument and a model of UN reform as recognized by the ECOSOC, and that supports member states' efforts to bring an end to AIDS and to achieve the SDGs with a people and country-centered approach and through a joint co-sponsor collaboration. Yet, AIDS is not over, and far from it. We are thus at a pivotal stage where the ending of AIDS by 2030 can still become a reality and contribute to the achievement of the SDGs. But to achieve this, the collaboration between the HIV, health, human rights and humanitarian sectors, which UNHCR, together with WFP, is leading in the UN's joint program, is essential now more than ever. Thank you for your attention.